This is the GameAct Hotline for October 15th, 2005, Episode 5.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
GameAct Hotline.
And welcome to the GameAct Hotline. My name is Luke, and I'll be your host for today, so please turn your video game down and this podcast up. We are the place for the latest video game news, new releases, and trivia. We'd like to thank you for coming over and listening to our podcast. We have a couple of news and notes. First, Yahoo has just got a podcasting section up. That's at podcast.yahoo.com. You can search for us and add us to your Yahoo jukebox. Another thing is that you can also vote for us at Podcast Alley at www.podcastalley.com. Hopefully we'll be getting in a higher ranking. We're actually over the 200 area, and we're very happy about that. And we're also going to have a couple of interviews from some video game developers, so we're very excited. But let's go ahead and let's get to our news for this week. Our first news story is that Jack Thompson is blasted by Pro Family Group. Lawyer Jack Thompson has been asked by the group National Institute on Media and the Family, established to engage in research and education about the effects of media on children's health and development, to stop using their name for support in his many different press appearances against violent games. The president of the group, Dr. David Walsh, said in an open letter, "Some of the people that you have publicly criticized are not only people of integrity, but are people who have worked to improve the lives of children. The result is that our position and reputation as a research-based, nonpartisan, solution-focused organization has been jeopardized. Consequently, I ask that you cease using the Institute's or my name in any way that would give the impression that we support your efforts." Our next news story is that Steven Spielberg is to partner with EA on new video games. Steven Spielberg, director of the movies Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, and Saving Private Ryan, has agreed to work with EA on three new franchise games. Spielberg will be working with the developers EA LA, makers of the Call of Duty series. It said that last year, the filmmaker commented that video games were rapidly approaching a storytelling art form to rival films. And our last news story is that Microsoft may sue over the robbery of 10 Xbox 360s in Germany. 10 development kits were stolen from a warehouse in Germany last week. Microsoft is suing for $100 million to help speed the capture of the robbers after fear of the stolen Xbox 360s may be used in the creation of new mod chips. Jay Allard, Xbox chief executive, in a recent interview posted at GameSpot, talked about the fear of modders on Xbox Live rather than the money lost in piracy. "If we lose 5% of our revenue, that's bad, but if Xbox Live gets distorted or destroyed because of three or four bad people that just want to have a grudge against Microsoft or somebody that they're playing against, they just want to ruin and wreak havoc on Xbox Live. That would really suck. That's what we're more sensitive to than the money." Okay, another big thing is that the PSP Updater 2.5 is out. But let's go ahead and let's get to our game releases. We have a lot of big game releases, and we're starting to rev up with all the big games for the Christmas season. For all systems, Tony Hawk's American Wasteland by Activision. For the Xbox and PS2, Blitz the League by Midway, Sniper Elite by Namco, The Warriors by Rockstar Games, Major League Baseball 2K5 World Series Edition by 2K Games, World Poker Tour 2K6 by 2K Games, Crash Tag Team Racing by VU Gaming. For the PS2, Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi by Atari, Shadow of the Colossus by Sony, Shining Force Neo by Sega, Jack X Combat Racing by Sony, Harvest Moon A Wonderful Life Special Edition by Natsume, Chicken Little by Buena Vista Games, IHRA Drag Racing Sportsman Edition by Bethesda Softworks. For the Xbox, Shattered Union by 2K Games, Fable The Lost Chapters by Microsoft, Stubbs the Zombie in Rebel Without a Pulse by Aspire, Greg Hastings Tournament Paintball Maxed by Activision. X3 Reunion by Inlight Software. Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy by Rockstar Games. World War II Combat Road to Berlin by Groove Games. And The Bible Game by Crave. For the GameCube, Fire Emblem Path of Radiance by Nintendo. SpongeBob SquarePants Lights, Camera, Pants by THQ. And Chicken Little by Buena Vista Games. For the PSP, X-Men Legends 2 Rise of Apocalypse by Activision. The Con by Sony. For the Game Boy Advance, there's a couple of triple packs that are coming out. One is The Game of Life, Yahtzee, and Payday by Destination Software, Candyland, Chutes and Ladders, and Memory by Destination Software, Mousetrap, Operation, and Simon by Destination Software, World Poker 2K6 by 2K Sports, Tony Hawk's American Skateland by Activision, Spyro Super Pack by VU Games, and Crash and Spyro Super Pack by VU Games. For the DS, Scooby-Doo Unmasked by THQ, Spyro Shadow Legacy by VU Games, A Boy and His Blob by Majesco, Dig Dug Digging Strike by Namco, Big Mother Truckers by Destination Games, and Snood 2 On Vacation by Destination Software. For the PC, Fear by VU Games, Age of Empires 3 by Microsoft, and my pick for the week, Quake 4 by Activision. For top rentals this week, brought to you by Gamefly.com, the first one is Ultimate Spider-Man. The number 2 game is Far Cry Instincts for the Xbox. And the number 3 game is X-Men Legends 2 Rise of the Apocalypse. So let's go ahead and let's take a commercial right now while I go ahead and wet my whistle. But I'll be back. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
The electronic entertainment industry has become one of the largest and fastest growing industries in the United States and has a large representation in the Puget Sound area. The Computer Game Development Certificate is designed for people who wish to gain basic skills which will assist them in the development of software for computer graphics, multimedia, and games, and for employment in the electronic entertainment industry. The curriculum includes general programming courses in C++, and specialized courses aimed at the design, development, and testing of Windows-based games using commercial development tools. The certificate program is offered in either an on-campus or online option. For more information about this program, visit our website at gamedev.edcc.edu or email us at gamedev@edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way. And now back to Game Addict Hotline.
This is the Game Addict Hotline. We are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit the Edmonds Community College website at www.edcc.edu. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia. Remember, we do look for contestants. You could win a prize. So you could email us at gameacthotline@gmail.com to become a contestant for our next show. But let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia questions for this week. The first category is Madden covers. So the first question is, this player for the Philadelphia Eagles is on the cover of Madden 2006. Our next question is, who was the first player to be posted on a Madden cover? And our final question was, this is how many times Madden has appeared on the cover of his own game. Our next category is handheld games. The first question is, this was the first video game to come with a Nintendo Game Boy. Our next question is, this is the name of the PSP cartridge that plays PSP games and PSP movies. Our last question is, this was the first handheld game system that played multiple games. It was released in 1979. So our next category is Pokemon characters. I'll tell you the character, you tell me its full evolved form. An example would be Squirtle's evolved form is Blastoise. So let's go ahead and let's get to our first question. Pikachu. Question number two is Charmander. And our last one is Oddish. Let's get to our final question. Team Ninja, makers of the Ninja Gaiden series and Dead or Alive series, will have a Halo character in their new Dead or Alive 4 video game. I want to know, what's the name of the character? We'll go ahead and we'll get you the answer after these short commercials. This is the Game Addict Hotline. We'll be right back.
Why buy just a video game from Atari or any television? Invest in the wonder computer of the 1980s for under $300. The Commodore VIC-20. Unlike games, it has a real computer keyboard. With the Commodore VIC-20, the whole family can learn computing at home. Plays great games, too. Under $300, the wonder computer of the 1980s, the Commodore VIC-20.
Question 1.
How can I become rich and famous?
Question 2.
What's the meaning of life?
Question 3.
Where can I find a fun weekly trivia quiz podcast? The answer to at least one of these questions can be found by visiting www.podquiz.com. That's www.podquiz.com.
Hey, welcome back. You can visit us at www.gameaddicthotline.com. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia questions for the week. Our first category was Madden covers. The first question was, this player for the Philadelphia Eagles is on the cover of this year's Madden. And the answer was Donovan McNabb. Our second question, this player was the first one on the cover of Madden. And the answer is, who is Eddie George of the Tennessee Titans? And that was Madden 2001. And our final question, this is how many times Madden has appeared on the cover of its own game. And the answer is, what is 11 times? Let's go ahead, let's get to our next category, handheld gaming. This was the first game to come with the Nintendo Game Boy. And the answer is, what is Tetris? Our second question was, this is the name of the PSP cartridge that plays PSP games and PSP movies. And the answer is, what is a UMD, a Universal Media Disc? Our final question was, this was the first handheld game system that played multiple games. It was released in 1979. And the answer is, what is Microvision by Milton Bradley? Our final category was Pokemon characters. I was going to tell you a character and you told me the fully evolved form. The first question was Pikachu. And the answer is, what is Raichu? Our second question was Charmander. And the answer is, what is Charizard? The third question was Oddish. And the answer to that was, what is Vileplume? So let's go ahead and get to our final question. You know, Team Ninja is going to have a Halo fighter in the Dead or Alive 4 game. I wanted to know what the name of the character was. Many people thought it might have been Cortana, or it could have been some other player. But the answer is, what is Spartan 458? It's supposed to be a female version of the Master Chief. And it's going to have all the special physics that all the other women have on the Dead or Alive 4 games. But that's all for our trivia this week. If you have any suggestions, comments, promos, you can email us at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. Or if you want to become a contestant on the trivia show, you can also contact that gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. But we also love you to visit us at gameaddicthotline.com. That's www.gameaddicthotline.com. So that's the end of this podcast. So you can go ahead and turn your video games back up. And we'd like to say thanks for listening and hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. mommy.